President Trump says he's preparing to launch National Guard troops to help combat crime in yet another Democratic-led city.
We're going to be going to maybe Louisiana, and you have New Orleans, which has a crime problem. We'll straighten that out in about 2 weeks. It'll take us 2 weeks, easier than D.C.
The president is already deployed to D.C. and has threatened other cities, including Baltimore and Chicago.
We could straighten out Chicago. All they have to do is ask us.
If this president wants to help us reduce crime, we'll work with him. But this notion that he is going to invade Chicago, put military checkpoints in that city, for God's sake, that's just an outrage.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says the president is playing politics.
He's ignoring states with Republican leadership where crime is even worse. Texas, Tennessee, Arkansas. I mean, I go through the long list of them.
Congress is now working on legislation that would extend the president's order federalizing the D.C. police force through the end of the year.
Ultimately, the responsibility should be at the mayor and city council level. But if they're not going to do the job, particularly in the nation's capital, we will.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said the takeover does not need to go beyond the original 30-day timeline.
We have a framework to request or use federal resources in our city. We don't need a presidential emergency.
Bowser announced a 13% pay hike for Metropolitan Police in order to recruit more officers.